Sing it like you mean it, all right? Sing it now.
Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by his transforming power, making him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity, for the wonderful grace of Jesus. Wonderful the matchless grace of Jesus, higher than the mighty rolling sea, higher than the mountain, sparkling like a fountain, all sufficient grace for even me, broader than the scope of my transgression, greater far than all the sin and shame. Oh, magnify the precious name of Jesus.
All right, let's remain standing for prayer. Again, let me welcome our visitors. We want you to come back every night you can this week. Bring somebody else with you. And we want to see souls saved this week and the saints revived. And we want to have a real revival, not just a few meetings, but a real revival. And let's be praying that God would send us one, that we would do in our own lives what God wants us to do so that we might be stirred, revived, and drawn closer to Him. Brother Danny Chappell, ask God to bless the service tonight.
Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of life, your goodness, yes, your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your divine love and what it means to our lives and hearts. Dear Lord, tonight we're praying, Brother David says, you give us revival meeting.
Yes, God.
No, God, there's a revival.
Oh, God.
God, please bless us. Help us to be doers of the word.
Yes,
God.
Not
only hear us tonight. Oh, no, God, I pray you speak to us. Your presence tonight will be made manifest in this service. Oh, God, speak to hearts. Most of
yes,
all,
God.
Lord, please save somebody. God, touch somebody's heart.
Yes,
bring
God.
Bring them to Calvary tonight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bless it to their ever dying soul.
Yes,
bless
God.
Bless it for the balloon tonight. Bless it for the God. Touch it from on high. Write scripture to remember.
Yes, God.
Holding close to Calvary. with us.
Oh, God.
I pray, Lord, we leave here better Christians, better men and women for what we've heard in the Word of God tonight.
Yes.
We'll praise you, thank you, God, for what you do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Let's start with page 19.
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his dues. Faithful you go with the blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. Thank you.
number 7. Good to be here tonight already. Thank God for his presence. It's good to have good scriptural singing that will support or will be supported by the Word of God. And God will bless that kind of singing, I guarantee you. Amen. He honors his Word. He honors us if we honor his Word. And if we don't honor his Word, then he doesn't honor us. And that's what we've met here tonight, to look into the Word of God and let God speak to our hearts. And see ourselves as God sees us. And the only place you can get that is in the mirror of this book. We no longer see through a glass darkly, but face to face. And when we look into the perfect law of liberty, we should consider what kind of man we are, as James said in James chapter 1. So we've come tonight to get a view of ourselves as God sees us. And that's the only key, that's the only way we're going to have revival, is to see ourselves as God sees us and deal with things in our lives that God wants to deal with. Let him sanctify us and draw us close to him, and then we can have revival. So that's what we're here for tonight. Let's bow our heads for prayer once again. I'm going to ask Brother Danny Chappell, after we have prayer, to come and sing tonight. And then after Brother Danny sings, we'll have Brother Ed come and bring the message. Father, in Jesus' name, with thankful hearts, we bow our heads tonight in your presence. We thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed on Calvary's cross that we could be saved. We come tonight, Lord, through that blood, through his imputed righteousness, Lord, to the throne of grace to ask you to bless this meeting this week. Lord, this service here tonight, may your will be done. Wash us individually in the precious blood of your Son. Cleanse us from every work of the flesh. Cleanse us from every unclean word, every unclean thought and deed, our worldliness and carnality. Wash us in the precious blood and fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us to worship you tonight. We've come to worship you tonight, Lord. We want you to be exalted and your word to be magnified. May it have free course. May our hearts be challenged and stirred by the word of God. Lord Jesus, again, bless Brother Ed. Give him the message tonight we need. Deal with every heart in this building. If there's one that's unsaved, may they be saved tonight. Heavenly Father, if there's a Christian, cold and indifferent, I pray that God the Holy Spirit would speak to their heart tonight. Draw them back to the Savior. Now, Lord, have your way in this service. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it. Amen. 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 Come in, brother. Not a blessing. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's something in it. And the Bible says he was full of grace. Full of grace. Full of grace. I like that. Full of grace and truth. Thank God for his grace. Brother Ed, come at this time, bring God's message.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be with you tonight. It's a joy and a privilege. How many here tonight that I've never met? Would you raise your hand? Where have you been? Lord God, I've been to all the prisons across the country. I'm bound to meet you in one of them, eh, man? Glad to see you. All of you folks here, I tell you right now, I start to say you're looking better, but I won't start lying tonight, eh, man? First night, may lie a little bit down the next last of the week. But I'm glad to see you tonight, every one of you. Got a book here, it might be a blessing to you. Hope it is, anyhow. A lot of folks got saved with this book. It's got the Word of God in it. That's what does it, isn't it? It's not the picture on the front. That'll do for framing or farming, amen? And if you'd like one of these books, it's six messages. Six messages. And I believe they'll be a blessing to you. Hope they will. For a love gift of $2.50. Just to show you that we're not trying to commercialize or trying to sell. If you don't have a dime and you want one of them, take it. There won't be a thing said or thought. I'm glad to be here tonight. I feel the presence of God.
Amen.
Amen. And really, whether I got to shake hands with you or not, it's not important. If I can just feel him around.
Amen.
It's not whether I get to know you or not. I'm glad I got to know him. I'm just glad I got to know him. And it's not whether I please you or not. I could care that much about pleasing you. It's not whether you like me or not, or I like you. It's whether I please him or not. I'm 60 years old my next birthday. I'm having the greatest time I've ever had in all my life. You know why? God's brought me to a place and let me realize some things that I ought to have found out years ago. I've not started saying Ely Machine, Die, Tie, Bow, Tie, Volkswagen, Honda, Cutter, Watermelon. I don't talk like that. I've not tried to get into the deeper life or anything like that. God has taught me some things about freedom that I never did know.
Amen.
Amen. Too many folks trying to please somebody else. Trying to please somebody else. And one day God took me down behind the woodshed. Done something for my heart. Never have got over it. Never will get over it. Ain't got time to get over it. Amen. And I'm glad to be here with you. I was up in Indianapolis the other day, not for the 500, but hoping to get 5,000. And we had a good time. Had some folks say, had one of them old Holy Ghost, loblolly, wallering kind. I mean, God just blessed us to death. People getting saved, and I got renewed. And had a good time in the Lord, and we just had a good time. I was over in Ohio just on a Sunday before that. Got that tickled me. Let me tell you about this. Got over there. Do you ever get in one of these little, just kind of stiff church, you know? Not much, just a little tad stiff, you know. And you can tell they're trying to, you know, they felt their oats, so to speak, you know. They wanted folks to think there's something, you know. Of course, I've been around enough hicks to know when you're nothing, amen? And I can tell right off what they wasn't, amen? And God got me in there and cut a bee tree. And the reason I knew it was getting loose, one lady said, and I said, sick her on, Lord. And it got to getting deeper and deeper, and they started shouting and never had done it before in their life. Never had seen nobody shout. And they got loose, amen? And we had a good time. After service, one lady just tickled me to death. She said, I've never done that in my life, never seen nobody do that. But said, if I hadn't have shouted, I'd have busted wide open, amen. I like that. I like that. I really, really do. Had a good time. Got a letter from their pastor today. It was, first of last week was. And he said, I can't get them settled down. And I said, just let them go, amen. Well, I'm glad to be with you. I want you to pray now that God will bless us. I'm not here just to preach a meeting. I want God to just take complete charge. Is that what you want? God to take charge. I mean God to take over. Now, that's what's wrong, folks. Now, we might as well admit it. We're holding too many revivals instead of turning them loose and just letting God take charge. Now, I might as well say I wouldn't know how to conduct one if I had to. I wouldn't. I don't know how. And if that comes as a shock to you, I might as well tell you, you don't either. You don't know how. When ain't none of us do. It's God that takes over, amen. Now, I want to open your Bibles to the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings. And we're going to read some here in verse 9. I believe that's all we'll read, just one verse. Let's go up to verse 8 and read that. Verse 8. And verse 9. I believe that's all we'll read. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the people. No, that ain't what it says at all. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Amen. Brother Aug, how about leading us in prayer? Would you please, sir? Oh, God, help us. Amen. And Noah walked with God. And Noah walked with God. And Noah walked with God. Look on down through the chapter all you will, and you'll not find a great big bunch walking along with him. Somehow or other, we've got in the mess of thinking unless there's a crowd, unless there's a great big bunch to kind of keep us hepped up a little bit, why, we're not having anything. But I'm here to tell you tonight on the authority of God's Word that it doesn't take a great big bunch to live for God. God's not impressed with the masses. God had a little soldier boy one day, and he took him down and said one day, I won't guess one of the frighteningest things God told him. He said, you've got too many. You've got too many. And may I say here, this isn't in the message, but I just kind of tossed it in. That's what's wrong with a lot of churches right now. They got too many of the wrong kind. We've tried to integrate into our services and tried to please God with the masses when God wants us as individuals to walk with God. Now tonight, one man, listen, a lot of folks are under the impression that God somehow just takes the top off the church and kind of dashes a few handfuls of revival around through the crowd. But did you not know that you can be sitting on a pew as cold as crap, and one fellow sitting right by the side of you, and God can give him a revival? Amen. It doesn't have to listen to me right now. If I want a revival and I'll get where God wants me, I can have a revival. Amen. You can live with a cussing, drinking, hell-raising husband, and if you'll walk with God, you can have a revival. Amen. You can live with an old heifer that'd make a devil a bad wife, and you can have a revival. Amen. I'm here to tell you right now, it doesn't take a bunch. It takes one man that'll pay the price. Noah, the Bible said, and Noah walked with God. Now somebody said, oh, preacher, I can walk with God if there's a lot of shouting around me. I can walk with God if there's a lot of good singing around me. But Noah walked with God in a hell-raising age. Amen. There was devils and demons around him. Sin on every hand. I hear men say today, oh, it's a hard time to live for God. You've never had a better time to live for God than you've got right now. You've never lived in a day like living in the day. And David said we had the Word of God. And that's a blessing. You can live for God if you want to. Amen. Noah walked with God. Somebody said, oh, it's so dark. Granted, but I'll tell you one thing, you can't see no stars in the daylight. The darker it gets, the brighter the stars shine.
And I'm here to tell you right now, God said, let your light shine. Let your light shine. Oh, friend, listen. If you can get the point right now, you can walk with God. It doesn't take a bunch of folks out here walking around the block to impress somebody. You can take one man or one woman in that block to the purpose in their heart. I'm going to walk with God. And they can win that block to God. They can shake that block and make them know that somebody around there really loves God. You can walk with God. You said, oh, listen, preacher, you don't know where I work over there. No. I don't know where you work, but I know you can walk with God if you want to. I know an old boy. Bless his heart, he honestly. It was a mean old wicked place he worked. It was a hell raising bunch. He had the meanest boss I ever saw in my life. And that old boy had a habit. Every day at lunch, there's an old machine back there that hadn't been running a long time. And he'd go back there and pray. He'd get on his knees, call on God. And he'd bow his head over his lunch and ask his blessing over it. He carried a little greasy testament in his pocket. I mean, he didn't just put on, he lived for God. He walked for God. And one night, or one day rather, the boss got all upset at him, got mad at him, got full of the devil. He said, I put up with all your religion, I'm going to put up with on this job. Said, you get your dinner bucket and your Bible and get out of here. I'm not going to have no more of it. The old boy with a tear in his eyes said, I need the job. Said, my family. But said, I'm not going to quit walking with God just because. Yeah. And he said, I'll leave, but I'll leave praying for you. I'll leave calling on God in your behalf. And he just got his bucket and went on home. Amen. But oh, listen, he told his wife as he went through the house, said, don't bother me, I'm be in the back room. He got there in the back room on his face. He stayed there. And his wife got worried about him. And he wouldn't come out to eat. He just stayed before God. At about 1 o'clock the next morning, the knock come at his door. And it was that cussing boss standing on the outside. Said, I can't sleep. Every time I open my eyes, that boy's face is in front of me. I said, tell him in the morning to come on in and punch in. Amen. And said, there'll not be no cussing around there. Or I'll fire him. One man can walk with God. Amen. I gotta have a bunch around me. Well, I gotta have somebody kind of sick me out. No. You can walk with God if you want to. Yeah, just one. You say, well now, preacher Blue, you don't know the circumstances. Now shut up. You just keep your mouth shut. We won't find out how stupid you are, amen. Nor walk with God when seeing what in the back alley is out in Main Street, amen. There's sin all around him, amen. Laughing at him, making fun of him, cussing, calling him crazy, calling him a nut, building a boat on dry land. And he said it's going to rain. They said, what's that? Amen. Yes, sir. See, when you start living for God, they'll start calling you crazy, too. They'll start laughing at you, too. They'll start making fun of you, too. You're an oddball. A square peg in a round hole, amen. You won't fit, amen, you won't fit it. Listen right now, it's a sad day when the world likes you, amen. Amen. And Noah walked with God. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I'll tell you right now, it enabled him to walk with God. I'm going to tell you, friend of mine, don't start your whining and belly aching. That's what's wrong with the average church today. Some old sinner walks in and finds a bunch of old grumbling and complaining, and then the pastor gets up and starts talking about his ulcer. And tell how author's in his knee, amen. And all you hear in a lot of churches is belly aching. You never do see no joy. You never did see no good folks smile and said, thank God I'm saved. Amen. They're raising Cain about some old lost heifer sitting in there. She's raising hell and they're trying to get even with her. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Blue. One man can walk with God if you want to. Some of you right now, the reason you're not walking for God, You're feeling sorry for yourself. You're on a pity trip because there's not a lot of folks around you patting you on the back. But if you want to, you can walk with God. You said, my wife, it's her. Shut up. Shut up. I said, shut up. I mean, I've told you about this. I remember an old boy. Bless his heart, he got saved. And he went home and told his wife he got saved, and she started laughing. I said, saved? What are you talking about, saved? Saved. He said, honey, it's real. He said, I got born again. He said, I don't believe it. He said, you wife, get out that old religion stuff out of you. I know I'm saved. Well, said, next Sunday morning come, and he got ready to go to the house of God. And bless your heart, you know. She figured he might do that, so she went in there and took the scissors and cut his best Sunday shirt, just cut it in threads. Said, how are you going to go to church now? He said, I'll wear my old dirty shirt. Wear my old dirty shirt. Next Sunday morning, she figured he might pull that trick again. She cut the legs out of his Sunday breeches. Just cut them out. She said, now what are you going to do? He said, I'll wear my old pants I plowed in all week. I'll go to church. And he just kept on coming. And one Sunday, never forget it, she took a handful of sugar out there and poured in the gas tank. The old car wouldn't start. So what you going to do? He said, I'll walk. Anyway. The next Sunday morning, just before I got time to go to church, she went down to the pasture and turned all the cattle out in the cornfield. Said, what are you going to do now? You got to get the cows up. He said, look, have a Sunday dinner. Amen.
I'm going to live for God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He just kept on a-walking with God. Just kept on a-walking with God. And listen, he'd walk, and he didn't have no way back, and he'd stay there on a Sunday night. And one Sunday night, bless your heart, he was a-walking in before he got to the house. He heard that old sorry low-down heifer, a wife of his, just a-screaming, he thought somebody beating her to death. And I thought about it a few times, amen. But you know, he went running in. She was laying down on the floor. Said, oh, God. Said, honey, tell me how to get saved. Said, I'm in awful shape. I'm a dying and going to hell. And he fell down on his knees and led her to Jesus. Amen. Next Sunday morning, I was there. You ought to saw it. You know, women used to starch pants and iron them, shirts, and iron a crease in them. And bless your heart, they come in the church, her hanging on his arm, and she had them pants legs starts to stiff and walking like listen to me right now. It pays to walk with God. You can backslide and go back and start grumbling, but you have influence when you walk with God. Somebody's watching you to see if you're going to quit. And the very day you said, I can't go no further, I'm just going to quit, that fella might have got saved that day if you kept on walking with God. Might have got saved that day if you just kept on walking. But you're trying to find some reason to quit. One man can walk with God. One person. It don't take a big bunch. One person. One. You can. You can be a light in your home. Amen. You can be a light in your home. I never forget that. Live in Florida. And first time I thought about this a long time. Lived in Florida, right down below us. Right down below us. About three doors down, a psychiatrist lived. A head shrinker. And I never will forget. He was in charge of the nuts, Hope's the Navy Station, amen? Amen? But I'm going to tell you, one day that old boy got saved just because one day we picked up his little old girl, took her to church. And that little old girl so made such an impression on him. I mean, she just kept on walking with him. One little old girl in Chattanooga one time took her daddy by the hand. He was standing back there in the back and looked up at him and said, Daddy, I just don't think I could stand it if you went to hell. I just don't want you to do that at all. But Daddy said, I don't want you to come on out of here. She won. It don't take a great big bunch. It don't take a great big crowd. One person can walk with God. Amen. If you want to. So one person can walk with God. Then one person can excite the church. You know that crowd? Just one real saint. Just one. Don't take but one.
You said, ah, take a great big punch. The folks just happy and shouting, running, jumping out. I saw a lot of high jumpers that wasn't real.
I've heard a lot of loud shouters was phony. Amen? But you turned one real one loose. That's just real. Just turn him loose.
And he looks out at you. You remember that old boy out there at the gate? And one day two old Baptist preachers come along. And he stretched out his hands expecting to see arms of them. And they was Baptist. And it's silver and gold happy. But they said, such as we have, do I mean the name of the Lord? And they took him with the right hand and lifted him up. And he said, rise up and walk. Now watch it. Where was he at? At the church house door.
Amen.
Somebody said, which way did he go? He rose up and started leaping. Leaping. And went in with him, leaping and praising God.
Amen.
One old cripple got healed and went in with a real shout in his soul and turned that thing upside down. Amen.
Amen.
Just one man. Just one. Just one.
And there's some of you right now that are listening. You say, well, I wonder why that I can't have an effect on the church. Get real with God. Just get real with God. Just get real. Just get real. Not human real, not a satisfied man. Just get real with God. Oh, David, listen. If folks had quit worrying about getting my approval or your approval or his approval, but just get God.
Amen.
We're going around and wrecking ourselves trying to get the approval of the crowd.
Amen.
Trying to get the approval of God. I don't need your approval. You don't need mine. All we need is God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Pull on your approval. When the feller said, I don't like your mustache. Wasn't my mustache bothering him, as that book I was throwing at him, amen?
Amen.
Little hair on my upper lip upset you, something wrong, you turkey, amen?
You come to me grumbling about that, I'll get you to show it to me in the book, amen?
Then you'll be up the creek without a paddle, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Just one man that'll be real with God can excite the church. Amen.
Amen.
Just one. Don't take a big bunch. You say, well, it's got to be somebody that's got this. No, it's just got to be somebody real with God.
Amen.
They hadn't saw that old boy walking before. And here he was leaping and praising God and going into the temple. Amen.
Amen.
He broke that Sunday morning service all up.
Throw
that thing off your feet. I can just see the song leader up and said, now we shall sing. About that time he come in the front door and said, hallelujah! I got that light.
Amen. Amen, brother.
One of the dear sisters said, oh. One man. Just one. Wasn't a great big bunch shouting, just one. Do you know you can tell a real shout? The coldest thing in the world is a phony.
Amen.
I remember one time I was in church and found out they're starving the preacher. I mean, they're starving his death. His wife looked like death riding a bicycle. Honest, looked awful. Looked like warmed over death. She's slimmer than death. Son, you've got to try hard to be this. But anyway, honest, I found out they're not starving to death. Man, I looked at them, they just got that shouting and running and jumping. And I looked over at the little girl, her eyes swung back her head, and found out that if she got mad at the preacher and wouldn't pay, you know, holding out his salary.
You said if you get in a blast, I'm running on this.
Amen.
But I'm in this running this jumping this shop. And that's not so one of my miracles in this picture. Great man, I'm pulling myself. You get back down that door and tell me if I'll ask you when I answer the room. I think yes, yes, you're good. And he runs back there and stretches his arms out. And he gets there running up and down the aisle, old man. I said, shut up! His shout's not real. Anybody's trying to start a preacher.
Amen.
The shout ain't no God in it.
Amen. You'd have skunk, I wouldn't even puke on you. Amen. Amen. I ain't got no use for a church that won't take care of their pastor.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Fasten me some up in there and let them out when I need them. Amen.
Amen.
If I keep preaching like this, I'm going to need a whole bunch of them. And you know this. Preacher sitting there about starved, fed their kids the last bit they had. Here come an old man down the aisle. He's walking along. I said, shut up!
He come up to
the thing
and
said,
hey! I said, you know how to take up an offer?
I said, no.
Put
another nose and do like Lockheed and Windsor.
I said, you're not getting
a dime.
Another dime, and I said,
call
another one in there
and
make come back after that for a while.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. That's phony shouting. That's phony God. Let me tell you right now, my papa used to say one time, an old empty wagon makes a lot of noise. That's a true thing. Amen. This crowd reminds me and my papa going down the road one day, and a bunch of old dogs had gathered around. The old animal was dead, and they're in there eating an old cairn, you know. Paul took up an old rock and threw it over there. And I said, Paul, which one you hit? He said, the one that hollered.
Amen.
You look at my tail. I'm talking about something real. One soul, one man, one woman that'll dedicate himself to God can excite the church. Amen. We need some excited churches.
They've
got too many now that's learning how.
I'm
tired of that crowd that's learned how.
Amen.
Just learned how. Crossing every T, dotting every I. Not a drop of God on them. Amen. Oh, I believe one man can excite the church. I keep looking around for one fellow that's real enough to get things excited around there. Run up on him. Amen. Hallelujah. We used to have an old man in Chattanooga. His name was Wolf. Old man Wolf. And bless his heart, he couldn't hardly see. Just couldn't hardly see a thing. Bless his heart. But he'd come out. He lived on Orchard Knob Avenue. There's a curve right in front of his house. He'd come out of the morning on him walking sticks. You know, I don't see him. That old hat, top of his out, and a twig of white hair sticking out. He'd come out on the porch and kind of clear his lungs. That morning traffic going to work. And Brother Wolf would raise both walking sticks in the air and say, Hallelujah!
Amen.
There's more wrecks on that curve. Oh, man. He'd be going down the street just toddling along. Glory to God. Amen. One morning, the old man kind of got turned around in his directions. There's a big old starchy church right out there, one of the first. The old man thought he was going toward his little old church and got turned around headed toward Starchtown. And he walked in the door and they made one fatal mistake. Just sing an amazing grace.
He like to tore it up. He didn't tear it down, but he tore it up. And they let the old man out to the street. He said, what's the matter? They said, you're in the wrong church. He said, I knew something was wrong.
One man can excite somebody that's been to Calvary.
Yeah.
You let somebody real get around me with the love of God in them and begin to talk about Jesus. I don't have to have a bunch. That one fellow, why, he'll excite me. Amen. I was coming down the road today and turned off. Oh, by the way, at 3 o'clock Chattanooga time on that Moody station, you folks can tune in. Old Vance Havner's preaching a series of services. Today he preached a message on that rock, on this rock I stand. Man, I slobbered all over my windshield. Man, I tell you, on this rock I stand. And tomorrow he's going to preach on the time of preaching, will you? Boy, you can tune that in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. That'll bless you today. That old man's real. I never forget something he said one time. He said, painting the pump don't purify the water. You'll get it after a while. Amen. I like that. Amen. Painting the pump don't purify the water. One man can excite the church. One man can walk with God. And then one man can defeat the cause. One man. Here's a man got heavenly instruction from God's man. Said, we're going in, but don't touch nothing. Leave everything alone. Keep your cotton picking hands off of it. Don't bother it. He was with one of the greatest armies that's ever been got together. Had a good commanding general. I mean a man that knowed his onions. Amen. I mean a man that knowed his stuff. They could carry the battle streamers of victory. But one man, I've always believed this fellow was a Baptist. I kind of think I pastored him one time. One man started by a tent and saw some Babylonian garments, I imagine. He said, man, that looked good on me next Sunday morning. Man, I can put my right guard and left guard on and go down to church and they'll lighten it. Amen. That would fit me. That's my side. I can hear a bullet in. I looked at all that gold. He said, I'm going to get that. And that one man brought the defeat. You let one old sour, grumble-headed, belly-aching person in the church start going around from house to house, telephone to telephone, and I'll guarantee you they'll take the joy out of you. Amen. If you see a belly acher, get away from them or make them get away from you. Amen. I used to go to preacher's meeting. Notice I said I used to. I'd go away from them for the things I couldn't say. Honestly, I'd go away for the things I couldn't say. I couldn't hear it. I'd say, Lord, God, what's the matter? I was good at that. And then I figured it out. All I heard was backstabbing and grumbling and complaining how bad this had been, how dirty it had been. None of them didn't have no picture in their soul. They were rubbing off on me. Amen. And I quit going to them, honestly. I mean, I just quit going. I'm not saying there's not some good ones. There may be some hallelujah around some of them. But my God, when one preacher gets up and all he talks about is the defeat he's had and a grumbling about the battle he's had, I go there to get my battery charged. Amen? I go there to get something from God. And I went away defeated. Amen? I don't go no more. I don't go no more. I just don't go no more. Of course, some of you preachers will go to the next preacher meeting and tell them that, and then they'll preach on me all day. Amen. I don't talk to them no more. I just don't. I'm going to tell you something right now. I grant you that the devil's fighting as hard as he's ever been this world. But I know that. I'm aware of that. But I'm going to say this to you, whether you like it or not. You want to, you walk with God.
Amen.
But I'm going to tell you something you better do. You better stay away from that bunch of complaining.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, dear sister, something. If you don't watch out, you'll get home on, you go to church and just be, your soul just be bubbling over. And if you don't watch the next morning, some old heifer, long-tongued heifer, will call you and say, well, what went on today? Well, we had a good time. And you'll start where you know it, your ears full of poison. You've got a garbage taken out of your ears. Why don't you just ride back and hold the phone out along here and say, shut up! He's my friend. With a friend like that, you don't be going. Somebody come around and say, well, old David's still just preaching hard, preaching, and well, say, yeah, he's not preacher. Don't let nobody talk about you preacher.
Amen.
Don't put up with it. Don't tell him right off. Tell him to shut that old dirty little down.
Amen.
Amen.
Walk out of front of the calm dog breaker.
Amen, brother.
Don't put up with that much.
Amen, brother.
Sure, that's right, David. One man. One. Did you know one sour church member in here? One sour church member can put that sourness all over this church. And it won't take him a year to do it either. Just turn him loose a little while. Just turn him loose just a little bit. Did you know what? Did you? You try this if you don't think I'm right. You be going down the road at 55. And have your windows roll up as tight as you can get them. And pass where a skunk's been killed. Pastor the church and every Sunday morning as sure as the sun rose, there was one woman, so help me God, had come into my office. I'd be in there trying to study, and she would start how all just she was so defeated, and I'd go in that little kid just to dry. Sometimes it takes me a while to catch on. And one day I told one of my members, I said, now I want you to stand at the door. I mean, and when she starts in, you tell her Brother Blue can't see her right now. He's dead. And I found out I caught on that work. And I caught on next Sunday, sure enough. I said, you stand there at work that time. Sure enough, he did, and she didn't get in. So I just got up and told the folks, I said, now leave me alone on Sunday morning.
I'm trying to get something from God, right out of warm oven of heaven. And just believe me, Lord, if you got a heartbreak, you just put it off till I get through, amen? Get away! And I come to find out they sat there letting the feet of why that old bitterness was underneath. Here from God, here from heaven, that be gone, amen?
Hallelujah. I told you God had done something for me. I meant that. I ain't joking. God done something for me. I've heard from heaven, and God did it from victory in my soul. Hallelujah. You can be bitter if you want to. I ain't going to be. Amen. One man can defeat the cause of Christ. Your bitterness and your complaining. If you see something's wrong, don't go around telling to everybody. Tell it to God. Just tell it to Jesus. You stay sweet in your soul. Amen? You see something going wrong? Start double tithing. Just give him 20 cents, start giving 40 cents. You like that point, didn't you? If one man can pray the Father, amen.
Oh, yeah, there's problems all around us. But there's one man, really. One man. Oh, there are false prophets just all over the place. Come in. Dr. Bottle Stopper, Dr. Duvan, Dr. all that stuff. They just all over the place. And he said, I'll tell you right now, let's just prove your friend out like this. You don't have to be afraid to put God to test.
That's right. Hey.
You don't have to be afraid to put God to test. God comes for you.
Amen.
And he said, why do you mean? He said, all right, you build an altar. You know how the story goes.
Yeah.
You build an altar and put your bullock on there, the offering. And you pray, say what? Whoever God answers the fire.
Yeah.
Amen. See, what the world is not, they're not looking for. They're not looking to see how you speak. They're looking for some fire.
Amen.
They're looking for some real fire.
Right.
But you know there's old sinners wandering around all over this little one horse town.
Amen.
I know that some of us would gag them out.
Amen.
But that's a sinner, that little bugger that just looking and
listening
for some of us. Amen. They can go to it with a preacher that's not full of bitterness and anger and hate. Let's preach Jesus to him. Oh, I'm John. I thought John, first John right now, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes,
sir. Oh, that must have been good.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Well, see, I know what that is. Preaching on preaching that, amen. You've been waiting around the honeysuckle.
Amen.
I can listen to a preacher on the radio and tell whether he's got victory or not. I can listen to a preacher on the radio and tell you whether he's having trouble over the church or not. he's trying to preach something out. One man can pray the fire down. Just one man. It doesn't take a great big crowd. One man can get a hold of God if he wants to. He said, call him to me and I will answer thee. Now, I believe that, folks. That don't strain me to believe that. I believe God can still answer prayer. Amen. I believe that. I believe that. One person. Now, the reason some of you won't, you just don't have a good prayer life, and your life's not clean, you're not separated. See, now, God's not going to listen to an old dirty bucket talking to him. Clean. Go to God in sweetness. Say, Lord, send the power. Just send the power. You remember that old song? Oh, Lord, send the power. Just now. Oh, Lord, send the power. Just now. That's good, son.
Before you was ever born, boy, I used to hear them old-timers sing it. They didn't have a piano or organ. And it was crude singing. But, oh, they'd sing them good old songs. And the old preacher'd preach, and the power of God would fall. And so, now you said, oh, they was ignorant. They were illiterate. They didn't know much. Oh, shut your mouth. I got saved in one of them little old illiterate places. I got saved in one of them little country places. I got born again. Well, a preacher that didn't know a thing about Greek or a thing about Hebrew, but he knew Jesus. He knew Jesus! One man got a hold of God! One man, hallelujah.
We tried to polish and educate, not for education, but we've got education out here so far ahead that God, he'd have to flip in the church.
Amen.
Crossing all the T's and dotting all the I's. Trying to demonstrate how good we are and how much holiness we've got. I'm going to tell you right now, we better get back to walking with God.
Amen. Amen.
And I don't mean in a Pharisaic, legalistic manner. I mean just walking with God because we love him. Amen.
Amen.
One man can get the fire down.
Amen.
Now, whether you want to be that one person, I don't know. But I believe you can pull the fire down. I believe you can do that. 63 words, if I'm not mistaken, is all he prayed. And the fire fell. That was hungry fire, too. Went around, eat up everything in sight, and then licked the water. Had an appetite like you wouldn't believe. Amen? You know, some folks wouldn't know what to do if a Holy Ghost fire broke out. Scare some of you slap to death if a Holy Ghost fire. Some of you younger fellas never have saw it yet. You never saw it reading the Bible like the old times. Not your fault.
You know what we're so used to wild for? We just about got where we'd accept it. But that's real fire. Real fire that burns things out of your life and puts joy in your soul and power in your step. Amen. Power in your preaching. Amen. Power in your praying. Power, power. I'm talking about that real fire. That real... Oh, one man prayed the fire down. 63 words. Then, not only can one man pray the fire down, one person can start a revival. Now, that's where we're at right now. That's what we're gathered here for. Not to start a meeting. But see a revival. Well, you said, if we all get together, shut up. If that's what you're thinking, you've done missed everything I've said. If that's the only thing you've done, I said you've done missed everything I've said. It doesn't take everybody. It's just one person to say, I'll pay the price. I'll pay the price. Now, you said, preacher, it takes an evangelist and a quartet on a great big bus. All dressed in like the turtleneck sweater.
Yeah. Well, David,
funny. It takes that, you know, and a bunch of handbills. Man, life. We got to have a crowd to have revival. Somebody must have dropped you on your head and you're a baby.
Amen.
You've had to go to school somewhere and major in ignorance.
Because you're not that far from a blooming
idiot. It don't take a crowd to have a revival. No, it don't. It don't take a crowd. You say, why does it take one person? Did you know what? You can't drink enough whiskey to make me drunk. Brilliant. You can't eat enough green apples to make my belly hurt.
But you can have a revival for me. You can't do it. I don't care what you say, how loud you say, how high you say, but how loud you holler. You can have a revival.
He said, now, brother, don't have a great big crowd. Jesus Christ, God's darling son. We're tired. I'm sitting at the side of a well.
Yeah.
And one of the dear shouting sisters came down, an old whore. An old slut just living with men. He said to her in the sweetest voice, give me a drink. Most Baptists would have said, I just cannot be seen talking to her. Well, that's so. We've got so good in our own minds, we're not worth a dime.
Amen.
That's so.
Amen.
Jesus said, give me the drink, and she said, well, you know how to make it go with it. He said, if you'd have known it wasn't asking him, you'd have asked him, and he'd give you that living water.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have had to come and go no more.
Yeah.
Now, that meant a whole lot, because probably all the dear sisters looked down their nose for every time she comes with something wasn't.
Yeah.
She was insulted, she was incriminated, she was thankful. Her life told the story of what kind of woman she was, and probably all the dear ladies from the first text that he reads. She got religion all of a sudden, you know, she said, our father's worshiping in the mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
All of a sudden, she tried to kind of smooth things up, you know.
Yeah.
She just said, yeah, preacher to her.
Yeah.
And she said, give me that water.
Yeah.
I really want it. She came for a pot full of water and left for the well.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I said, one person can serve her up.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
She didn't hang around that well no longer. She cut off.
That's right.
Amen.
And guess who she went to? That bunch of men. Come! That told me everything that ever I did.
Yeah.
Come on! Boy, I see a cloud of dust falling. I hear they go down there in the well. And all of a sudden, the revival broke loose. Here come that bunch of disciples back. And he said, I've got meat to eat. You don't know all. Amen.
Amen.
Most churches wouldn't know what was going on yet.
That's right.
Amen.
But there's just one question left. Do you eat Warner about? Oh, you said if it gets loud enough, I'll get in. No, that's what I was talking about a while ago. There's some wildfire. There's just folks waiting for a noise. But a real revival could sweep across your soul and set you on fire and aim you in the right direction. Amen? Yes, sir. Put your pockets full of gospel tracts and tears in your eyes. You know what? We need a revival of tears. Oh, how we need revival of tears. Not because our little dog got killed on the highway, but a revival of tears because souls.
I was up in Indianapolis the other day. I'm going to give the glory to God for this. Now, if you want to misinterpret what I'm about to say, that's your problem. That's not mine, because God knows what I'm about to say.
And he got up to sing. And he said something that, boy, God took and struck it to my heart. Oh. He said, ever since I've been a little boy, I've been so afraid of Brother Blue. Said he was the hardest, meanest preacher I've ever saw in my life. And said I hadn't heard him in years since I grew up and got married. And I told my wife, I said, heard Brother Blue's going to come. Said, we're going to sit on the back bench. We can't stand it up on the front.
And said, I looked up there and saw you and said, I forget it was Blue. They sounded like him, looked like him. He said, all of a sudden, I saw God. Said he put a passion in your heart for souls. And folks, 60 years, if God let me, I probably got just a few more years left. I've wasted my last minute, the last second, trying to get old cold back in church and just straight up. I'm trying to make them live right. I can't make you live right, though, man. I'm going to spend the rest of my days trying to get people to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, you grumble about that if you want to call me a compromiser. You say anything you want to. But the last days of God, I'm going to wait for the soul.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if that don't suit you, that really shakes me up.
And oh, folks, do you know what we need here? Do you honestly know what we need this week? We need a revival that'll break our hearts and call the fire of God down and cause us to want to walk with God, because we can see souls born into the family of God. No, you say, why don't you preach to make me live right? The Bible said the love of Christ constrains me. It'll be the love of God that'll make me want to live right. Amen. Amen.
That's all that'll do. I've been preaching now, 38 years in August. 38 years. God's put a fire in my soul. God's put a fire in my soul. I say, God's put a fire in my soul like I ain't never had in all my life. Amen. About 2 years ago, the preacher started canceling on me. I have two legal pages full of men that want to be put on the cancellation list. Lost 12 revivals in 1 year. And on the cancellation side, I've only got 9 men left that want to stay on the cancellation list. You say, what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. God put a fire in my soul. All they want you to do, God, is just come and slaughter. We're the only crowd in the world to see their own soldiers. Amen.
Amen.
God, you say you're coming. No, I still hate sin, still believe you ought to live right, still believe you ought to live separate, but I believe there's one job we've got to do while we're here, and that's to reach the lost for Jesus.
I'm tired of spending my time in old churches don't want to reach the lost. Amen. I don't know what you do or not. Don't you lie. Please don't tell a story. God's looking down on us. Don't you lie. But oh, I believe there are some folks that's ready to expel their energy and their time and their talent this week to see God send a revival and the old time power.
David, I wouldn't care if I didn't get to preach another night. If God had sent the power and great conviction and sinners forgive me.
Now, I wonder how many right now, said preacher. By the help of God, I want to be that one person. I can't speak for nobody else, but I want to be it. I want to be it, David. I want to be that one evangelist.
I can't speak for the other evangelist, but I want to be that one evangelist. I really do. I want to be that one evangelist. You can't speak for the rest of the pastors, but you can be that one pastor. Amen. I asked this preacher a while ago, I said, where do you preach to your pastor? He said, down street corners, wherever I can. You can be that one preacher on the street corner that'll say, I want to pull the power of God down. Amen. 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 Am I preaching the truth this time? Not the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That one lover and that one home. Amen. You can be that one man out there in the woods, strong over. You can do it. Sure. You can be that man out in the factory. You can be that mother sweeping the house and washing the dishes. You can be that one that said, Lord, I want the power to come down with the power to fall. I want the power to fall. Oh, God! I want the power to fall! I want the power to come down! I want to be that one person. I want to be that one person. I can't speak for nobody else, but I want to pay that price, whatever it is, to see the fire fall on while heads are bowed and eyes are closed and nobody looking around. Nobody looking around. I wonder how many will say, I can't speak for nobody else, but I want to hit that altar right now. I want to get on my knees right now and say, Lord, for me, God, I can't speak for nobody but me, but I want to be that one man. I want to be that one son or one daughter. Lord, I'll sacrifice. I'll pay the price. Lord, I'll do it. God, I want to be that one person that you'll put your hand on, God, that you'll anoint, that you'll touch, that you'll give some sweetness. Oh, God.